The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Watch on the ESPN 1000 Chicago channel on Twitch. Cap and J-Hood are in Vernon Hills as fans board the shuttles for training camp on ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on here at the Buttermilk Cafe in Vernon Hills. It's an awesome, awesome spot for breakfast and for lunch. It's all brought to you by First Midwest Bank, Midas, and the Home Loan Expert. He's Hoodie, I'm Cap. Danny and Jeff are back at our studios on State Street. JR is out here with our great promotions team with Travis and Jocelyn. And so my first order of breakfast, Danny, has arrived, the lemon blueberry pancakes, and now I think for my second meal in the next hour. So Jalissa's here.
Jalissa, how are you?
Hi, Jalissa. So Jalissa, I've got a request for you. I would like to get one of your skillet, like your egg skillets, but can you do it for me in olive oil? Can you do half egg whites, half yolk? Okay. Can you also give me the upgrade to the nitrate-free apple gouda chicken sausage?
Yes, order like a man. That's good stuff, yeah.
And I'll take some cheddar cheese and smashed avocado in there. What do you think? All right, and I'll take an order of the, I told you, the sausage on the side.
Oh,
no toast. No toast.
What kind of nonsense are you pulling here? I mean, you already have a meal in front of...
Do I know what skillet I want?
He doesn't.
Why don't you just give me the like an egg order?
You guys know, okay? We were just in commercial break. You could have easily ordered the food then, right?
I mean, it's just unbelievable, right? You're in a segment. I'll order mine offline.
Thank you, Hoodie. God bless you.
I mean, for God's sake.
And your family.
How about these pancakes?
I mean, all right, that's fine. But
we're
on the air. I mean, you could have done this before. You had 5 minutes.
Okay. I wanted to talk to Jalissa.
Okay, now you're going to have, like, this blueberries all over your shirt because you get to cross yourself at least once a show, whether it's coffee
or... Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
The armchair nutritionist might not approve, but this is freaking delicious.
Of course it
wow.
is. Of course.
Unbelievable.
That is a short stack of pancakes, Cap.
Yeah. So I'm trying to stay low-cal.
No, I think it's because that's a height joke, actually. Because JR is taller than you, but nonetheless.
He is not.
You tell him, hey, you know what? Anytime he tells you that he's taller than you, you just say, you know what? I am tall. I stand on top of my money.
Take that.
Take that is right. So do you believe in UFOs?
Have we just met or?
Because I'm telling you we're going somewhere.
Have we just met? I told you. I do not believe in these UFOs that you speak of.
So there is footage that some people are believing is definitely a UFO. Is it an alien, an angel, a shapeshifter? So there's this video that has appeared, and they believe that it is a UFO sighting. Others are saying it's an optical illusion.
Uh-huh.
You do not believe. Danny, I have a feeling you believe in UFOs.
He does not. He also.
I do not. I've said on this show that I do not believe that life exists outside. A UFO is an unidentified flying object. So if you're going by the definition of UFO, then I believe that there are things flying through the air that we're not exactly sure what they are. But I do not believe that there's life anywhere outside of Earth. And I know, you know, Carmen will crap on me that that's a naive way to think, that the universe and universes are so big and there's no way that we're the only people there. But until I see otherwise, you know, we walk around with these amazing phones that have the greatest cameras in the world. Why is it that we never get legit pictures? And why isn't it that the people that we trust most when it comes to this, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, right, spends his whole life looking through a telescope, has seen nothing. But then the people that live in Iowa on the farm that have nothing going on in their lives, no offense to them, see them every week.
Yeah, we never see these things on the south side of Chicago. It's usually over a farm someplace in Ames, Iowa. That's the difference. It's always one of those spots. It's never like in a rural place, like in a big city. Why are the UFOs only hanging around corn and wheat?
So you guys are really that arrogant to think this is it. that there's no other form of life anywhere, and that the classy nail spa and the home goods store and the European wax center.
What?
This is it. Are you guys out of your minds? There is life on other planets and other solar systems that look down at us and some of our idiocy, and they laugh at us.
Captain, did you say the European Wax Center?
Right there, buddy.
Oh, got to make a stop after the show.
I know. I gotta... That'd be a great show, Otting.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Can I get the Brazilian?
Do a little wax off, wax on over there.
No question.
Nonetheless, no, I do not believe in that because I've never seen one. I've seen these things, and again, it's funny, over the last 3 or 4 years, we're seeing more and more of these pictures. Are you sure that's not Russia? Are you sure that's not other countries just peering in? You sure?
I am positive there is life somewhere else, another solar system.
Uh-huh.
And that they look at us and laugh at us.
But how could you possibly say I'm positive with no proof? You're just going on a gut feeling or what you believe. Saying I'm positive makes it sound so definitive.
That's because Cap was dead once and he saw something.
Two different things, man.
No. Here's how I'm going to tie it all together for you, Danny. Jonathan, Jeff, JR, everybody out there.
Okay.
As I've told the story, I'm not going to tell you again. It's not the Dirk Nowitzki story. My heart stopped on the operating table.
Yes.
I was dead. I remember the journey from the operating table where I was going somewhere. So what you're telling me is that journey that I was on through outer space, it wasn't like everything just stopped and I was gone. No, I was headed somewhere. And I remember every single second of it when my heart had stopped. You're telling me then that the journey I was on is all tied to this place and this place alone, and that the good Lord and the powers that be that put all this together have no other interests anywhere else. No chance.
That's also being called unconscious. I believe that's just the stars and that you see when you're just out. You saw darkness, right? You can't.
Darkness. There were stars. There was light. Yes, I'm telling you.
And people talked to you. Did someone talk to you?
No. Okay. I didn't get that far.
Okay. But you were going to talk to someone.
They took the paddles and went, bam, and I was back.
Yeah. Did you want to stay out? Did you want to find out what else was going on?
No. Okay. I wanted to come back.
Is it possible that the paddles were the stars you were seeing? I mean, they're jolting you full of electricity. You saw stars and you went flying through something. Could that possibly be what caused that?
No, I asked the doctor that. I said, I was headed somewhere. He said, look, I've never been on the journey you were just on, but that's absolutely possible.
Were you anally probed?
I had a catheter in. Does that count?
No, that probing's happening every day between 7 and 10, actually.
Correct.
You're getting that surgery. You're getting that done every day. You're getting poked and prodded.
I'm just telling you. Yeah. I believe in the UFOs, and if the little...
What about the picture? The picture that's shown on the New York Post there.
Right.
I mean, does that look like something?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
I mean, that doesn't look like an aircraft, a spaceship, or anything. Like, I can't believe in any of that stuff, Cap. It's kind of like when we see these millionaires, these billionaires going up into what is called space for 11 minutes. I mean, if I don't see a local Starbucks or a buttermilk cafe up there, I don't need to be up in space.
I'm just telling you, if the little ship stopped and dropped down in my backyard tonight and went, we promise you, we'll bring you back. Just going to take you on a quick ride.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a good person.
Yes.
I'm in. Let's go.
Of course you'd go, because then you could tell all the stories that you've told us 20 times. It'll be new to them.
Correct.
Have I ever told you about Dirk Nowitzki, little green man? Take that. Secretariat was awesome. You weren't around for that. Let me tell you about Secretariat. Take that. You just roll out a whole bunch of stories for those people.
Someday when we're long gone from here,
yeah,
I'm going to be reunited with Secretariat. I'm going to get that picture that I regret I didn't get.
You can tell the difference.
I can tell.
You can tell it's Secretariat by its silks, right?
No question about it.
Okay. That's
all right. We're going to talk some football because camp is back. It's crazy, but football is back. Danny says the summer is over because football is back. We are going to talk football with you at 8 o'clock and give you some of our thoughts on what's going on at camp today as they battle at the quarterback spot. Matt Nagy at 8:35, Dan Wiederer. Matt Nagy will be speaking at 8:35. Dan Wiederer will join us at 9:35.
But next, we have Shot or No Shot.
Shot or No Shot coming up next.
So, no alien butt play then.
Wow.
The Cap and J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.
Cap and J Hood are in Vernon Hills at Buttermilk Cafe, just down the road from training camp.
Hey, pass the syrup, please.
On ESPN 1000.
That's why.
No Shot with Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or No Shot, brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook now open. Download the PointsBet app right now and stop by Hawthorne Racecourse and register your account. Time to play. Danny, good morning.
What's up there, gentlemen?
All is good.
How's
ready
the practice,
to rock and roll.
How's the practice field look?
So they're just now going through stretching right in front of us, Danny. And looks good. Eddie Jackson's not out there. I don't see him, but Keem Hicks looks good, man. He looks like he's ready to go.
All right, good, beautiful. Well, let's start there with Shot or No Shot because football is in the air. You guys are in Lake Forest, well, really Vernon Hills, close to Bears practice.
Yes.
A knee, the back, an ankle, the back again, a shoulder. These were all ailments that put Khalil Mack on the injury report last season. Khalil Mack led the defense with 9 sacks. 6.5 of them came in the first 8 games of the season. On the other side, we have Robert Quinn, whose back already made him limited at the Bears' first practice, which took place yesterday. Quinn's health deserves extra attention because he had a disappointing 2020. He missed large chunks of training camp, plus the season opener. Then he had a career-low 2 sacks in 15 games. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Robert Quinn and Khalil Mack will combine for at least 15 sacks in 2021.
That's a no shot. I'll take the under there.
You're better than that.
14.
Shot.
14.
Absolute shot. Did you hear Khalil Mack yesterday? Hey, Khalil, were you injured last year? And he said, I was on the field, wasn't I? No excuses. What is your goal this year? We got to get to the quarterback, get to the damn quarterback and start forcing turnovers and putting guys on their backside. I love where his mindset is. I was told it was a really rough year personally for Robert Quinn for a number of reasons,
sure,
and that he is determined to prove people wrong. Yes, combined 15 between the two for what they're being paid, you're damn right they're getting 15 sacks.
Yeah, that's a no shot, and the reason why is because I could see this defensive line being able to spread the wealth. It doesn't have to necessarily be about those two. That could also be about Akeem Hicks. It could be about Bilal Nichols. We had some sacks last year from unsung heroes like Urban and a few others. So 15 sacks between those two, no shot, but I can see the sack numbers getting better. There's more than just Quinn and more than just Mack on this defense. Others can also pick up the slack.
How about a side bet?
How about Danny's question? How about that?
How about a side bet?
How about Danny's question about the two? I say not the two, but that you're going to get more across the board than just those two.
I'm telling you that those two are going to get 15 or more sacks. I'm proposing a little side wager, you and I.
Last time that you were putting a bet on the defense, it didn't end well for you.
I'm ready to take a bite at that apple again.
No. We'll put the apple down and just root for the defense as a whole, more so than just two individual players.
Okay, he's passing on the opportunity to try and take some money. Go ahead, Danny.
I make plenty.
Wow.
Thanks to you, Cap. I make plenty.
We'll tell Mike that.
The Bears had a total of 35 sacks last season. Do you guys think that they're going to go over that number? This isn't a shot or no shot, but while we're on it, 35 total team sacks. Are they going to go over that then, Hoodie, if you think it's about more than just those two pieces?
I can take a shot and say shot to that. Absolutely.
I will guarantee they go over 40 this year.
You had them at like 87 last year. Didn't 87? You having them breaking the record? No, Hoodie, he said they were going to break the all-time sack record last year.
I was not part of that show, of the show last year. Did you say? I know you had a lot going for the defense.
I did say that. I was stupid.
No,
cut
no,
that, Miller,
I
cut that. I was stupid.
06-48.
No, I disagree with you saying that you're stupid because...
I didn't say I am stupid. I said I was stupid on that point.
Oh, I heard something different in my headphones.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon. But it was, to me, I think that that was sound thinking because it's Robert Quinn. It's Khalil Mack. Why wouldn't you be over the top about those players along with Hicks and the other guys that also were paying dividends for the defense? Why wouldn't you feel good about it? I get it.
So I am going to guarantee, Danny, guarantee 40 sacks for this team.
All right.
What happens if your guarantee doesn't come to fruition, Cap?
You tell me. What do you want?
I think Hoodie should be able to sack you. You just have to drop back in a 7-step drop, and then Hoodie comes around from the edge and blindsides you. If the Bears don't hit your number,
I'll be gentle.
Okay, I'm in. Done.
We recreate the scene from Wedding Crashers with Hoodie playing the role of Bradley Cooper, and you are Vince Vaughn.
Done. I'm in.
So if the Bears don't go over 40 sacks this year, based on the cap guarantee.
Yeah.
Jonathan Hood recreates the Wedding Crasher scene, and Cap takes it blindside.
Okay, and if they do get 40 sacks or more, I get to wear my sweat socks for 2 days and duct tape it in your mouth.
No, that's a horrible, disgusting thing to do to someone.
That's also in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, I think if they do hit the number, then we recreate a different scene, the dining room table scene when the mother is getting very... how should we say, aggressive.
Yes.
You can play the role of the mother, and Hoodie will then again play the role of Vince Vaughn. That's if they do hit the sack number. So this way, everybody's a winner, Cap.
I'd rather duct tape my sock in your mouth, but okay. Yeah, I'm in. Go ahead, Danny.
All right, boys, moving on. The 2021 NBA draft is tonight. Shot or no shot, anyone in Chicago knows. No, that's not the question.
Stop that.
The Bulls do not have a first-round pick. However, the organization still has a chance to build a better team this summer. Star NBA players rarely get to spend a lot of time together, but the Olympic Games give them that chance. After recent Olympic Game experiences led directly to the construction of some super teams, most notably Miami's Big Three with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. Brian Windhorst reported on the Hoop Collective podcast a day ago that Draymond Green is putting in the work recruiting for the Golden State Warriors. Quote, "The rumor out of Tokyo has been Draymond is doing work. That's all I'm going to say. The team building is where Draymond is really doing his work." So I asked you guys, shot or no shot, our Olympian, Zach LaVine, is also doing work to build his franchise for the future.
Well, boy, if he's not, I'd be very disappointed. I mean, you're around a lot of great players there, really solid players. Here's the thing. I don't have a read on Zach in that regard. It's not like when Derek says, I'm not going to recruit at all, Cap. So I don't know. I would hope that LaVine is doing that.
I believe that he is because he has talked openly about wanting to be here. In fact, a friend of mine is an installer of different things. Like he's in the art world.
Oh, I see.
Zach is very much into things that he had in his place here. He's moving places. He helped him install some of it. He said, hey, are you going to be here? He said, it's 100%. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to get my extension done at some point. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to build this thing. So with that inside intel, I'm going to promise you he's recruiting.
At least that's the hope, Zed, at least because if you're Draymond Green, that's also very smart. Because if you're Draymond Green and you realize that, hey, you know, we're a good basketball team with Steph and Clay, we still need to be able to add more. Wiseman also is a good young big for them. But of course you want to ask because they want another bite of the apple, at least another ring, right?
100%. But I believe Zach he's proven that he's a great talent. He's averaged a lot. He's gone to the All-Star game. He's on the Olympic team. Now it's about getting to the playoffs and winning.
And, of course, the Bulls, after watching what Milwaukee did, they are light years, the Bulls, light years away from the Bucks.
All right, Danny.
Gentlemen, the Jets do not have a starting quarterback. As players reported to Jets camp, rookie Zach Wilson was not among them. The number 2 pick in this year's draft is still unsigned, and his agent and Jets general manager Joe Douglas are at odds over this contract. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, David Emmanuel Kaplan blames Zach Wilson's mom.
Yeah, that's a no shot. She's been muzzled. You haven't heard her hide nor hair of her since her son offered to pay her to quit becoming a fixture on social media and making noise in New York, and she's attractive and all that. Haven't heard a peep out of her. So, no, she is not the reason. I think he wants guarantees that Trevor Lawrence didn't get it, number one. That's why he hasn't signed.
No, that just sets the Jets back, though. I mean, they want him in camp because he's going to be the guy, boom, let's go, and there's issues. Now, I'm surprised. You're not blaming the mom. You blame the mom for other things.
Correct.
I think it would have been actually been funnier if you just would have blamed her for that, too. Blame her for that also.
I'll blame her for whatever you want me to blame her for, because right. I'm not a fan of that woman. Not at all.
I will say no shot. It would be nice for him to be in camp, though, because if you're Robert Saleh, you want to be able to start with Zach Wilson. I told you, by the way, before, not a fan from him at BYU. I think that was a stretch of a pick for me.
Got us Justin Fields.
Yeah. I mean, they will regret in 3 years not taking Fields in that spot at two.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Dusty Hill, the bearded bassist of ZZ Top, has passed away. He was 72 years young. Gentlemen, shot or no shot, you guys were or are ZZ Top fans?
Of course. You know why? Because I'm a wrestling fan, so I heard a lot of ZZ Top in the 80s and 90s. So that's, and a lot of wrestlers use that song. So, yeah, I know ZZ Top, and sure, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Very unique band.
So just to be honest and fair and forthcoming, yes, I've got some ZZ Top songs that I like that are on my phone. Mm-hmm. But when someone said yesterday, wow, that's too bad about Dusty Hill, I went, who's that? Like, I didn't know him by name.
Yeah.
When I saw him on a picture, I went, okay, that's the guy from ZZ Top. Yes, I like their music, but it wasn't as though the name Dusty Hill rang true for me. I didn't know.
Well, you should. I mean, he's right next to you. There he is. I mean, ZZ
Top. JR's got his ZZ Top keychain out. He's upset.
Yes. So as a wrestling fan, Danny, like half the wrestlers in the territory days used that song to come down the aisle. Sharp Dress Man or a couple other ZZ Top songs. So, yeah, I was familiar with that as a kid for sure.
There are certain bands that when you hear them or you hear a riff, you know immediately it's them. AC/DC is among them. ZZ Top's one of those bands also. You just hear a riff and you're like, boom, ZZ Top.
All right, thanks, Danny.